All right, so you've downloaded and installed Bash on Ubuntu on Windows, and you're excited to have the Linux command line at your fingertips. You know you've got the aptitude dependency manager. You're thinking to yourself, this is really, really great. But let's say you're looking at spicing things up a little bit, like you want to really push this thing to the limits and get some graphical user interaction out of your applications. For example, maybe you want to have colored fonts. You want to see if that works in a terminal. Well, guess what? Great news. It does work right out the box. In fact, we can bring in something like C Matrix. And as soon as we pull that package down, we then go ahead and execute the program, and we'll get a nice simulation of a colored green matrix effect, similar to the movie that came out in the early 90s. So you can see we've got a nice terminal. We've got the ability to display colors. Not just that way, we can do some other cool things as well. For example, let's run the aptly named program toilet. And let's see what we can do with toilet, right, on our machine. So we've got this. And we want to create like really cool fonts within this CLI tool, right? We can go ahead and do that. Toilet, let's choose a font, Mono 12. And let's use the metal formatter, and let's just go ahead and type Windows 10 here. And what this program does is it'll actually format your text and make it really pretty. So boom, Windows 10 using the metal gradient, if you will. So this is all fine and dandy if you want to have colors and graphical interaction inside of your terminal. But what if you want to have actual applications running in Windows? Now, when I mention Windows, I don't mean the operating system. I'm referring to like your actual window, right, with your minimize, maximize, and close buttons. In order to do that, you're going to have to connect up the subsystem, the Linux subsystem, to a X11 service that will give you a Windows server to provide you space for these applications to run in. So this is usually referred to as an X11 server, X11 being a Linux/Unix windowing system. When we say window, again, going back to the user control type representation of a window. And what we're going to do here is download a X11 server, connect the subsystem up to that, and in effect be able to run applications that we can download through aptitude or even write on our own in a window host for the X11 process. So this is going to be really, really cool. So you're going to see actual applications that are written for Linux/Unix running in their native user interface on Windows 10. Okay, so to do this, the first thing we're going to need is an X11 server. And what I recommend is Xming, okay, Xming, the X11 server for Windows. And you'll notice that you can get this from the official page at straightrunning.com/Xming, but it's kind of a little finicky if you just try to go straightforward with a download. It wants you to give it a username and password just because they look for donations and that sort of thing. So I'm going to tell you the really, really not elite but easier way to go around getting this. If you just type Xming in your favorite search engine, you should be able to pull up the Xming X server for Windows download from SourceForge. Yes, I know. Trust me, I know this is like the most not elite place to download software, but you know what? They have it. It's awesome. Just make sure you don't click any of the ads, and you follow all the instructions. Make sure there's nothing bundled in your installer or anything like that. You can go ahead and save that. And once you've got that downloaded, you can run the installer for the Xming this is pretty straightforward. We'll just hit next, next, next on here. Doesn't look like anything weird was bundled with this download. And I'm just going to go ahead and create a desktop icon. I'll just make this a little bit easier to use for purposes of this video and hit the install button. Now, the first thing we'll want to do once we have this server running, we'll just go ahead and launch Xming. Verify that it's there. So you'll see as soon as I clicked to launch it, I'm just going to go ahead and allow this on everything, allow access. You'll notice there is now an X in my system tray down here. So this is the Xming server running on what looks like display zero, channel zero. So you'll see that 0.0, and that's going to be important in just a minute here. So we've given it access, okay? Now we need to get some X11 applications, so applications that utilize the X11 windowing system. And so what I'll do is download this package that's available within Ubuntu called X11 Apps. And you'll notice here it comes with quite a few different programs to test out this functionality. For example, Xcalc, which is a calculator that uses the X window system, Xmore, which is a sort of like an editor. You can read your files in a window. We'll see some cool examples in just a moment. So the first thing I'm going to do is go back into our subsystem and hit apt-get install, and let's go ahead and grab the X11 apps package. So here we go. It's going to bring down all sorts of different stuff. Now, once we have this downloaded, I'm going to attempt to run a program as is. So you'll notice I haven't really done anything. I've started the Xming server, so it's waiting, if you will, on my system tray. It's like waiting for graphical information to be pumped into it, if you want to think about it like that. Okay, so once this is finished downloading, I should have access to these X11 apps. We'll see if there's any issues. There shouldn't be. It should just work right out the box. All right, so just waiting for a little bit more of this stuff to set up here. And you might notice what's really cool is how this is really building for my system. Since I'm on a 64-bit processor, you'll see I am pulling down the AMD 64 builds. Likewise, if I was on a 32-bit version of Windows 10, you might see this pull down different packages. So it's really interesting to note how this works. I am actually pulling down packages that are compiled to run on this processor. So there's not really any sort of weird trickery going on here. This isn't like a virtual machine that's talking to a virtual processor or anything. It is looking at my machine and determining which package to download and build for my system. So let's see here. This is a takes a little while here for this one to finish up. Just a lot of different things, and there we go. So I'm going to first start by trying to launch a program called XEyes. This is a program that launches up some eyeballs that follow around your mouse, and let's just do that right off the bat and see what happens. So I'm going to do XEyes and then put this ampersand at the end of it, which will run that process in the background. So I hit XEyes, and you'll notice, boom, right off the bat, I get an error, can't open display. So what we're going to do is set the display variable in our system. So this will be pretty straightforward. What I'm going to do is do export display, all caps, equals localhost colon 0.0. So remember that we have that Xming server running on 0.0, which is the display in the channel is what those numbers stand for. So once we set that export display equals, I can go ahead and attempt to run this program. And very simply, you'll see it is attached to the X window system, and I'm now able to launch XEyes. And you'll see not only do we get that visual representation, but it can also follow my mouse around just like it would if we were to execute this in a Linux or Unix environment. So this is pretty cool. And there's a quite a few different tools that are inside here that you can check out. For example, we could run Xclock, which is a visual clock tool that's written for the X system. And again, we can go through, you can try out really a bunch of these to see the different things that are offered here. Like X logo, which just shows a logo of X. Xcalc, which is pretty interesting. This is a full running calculator program that uses the X11 system. So let's go ahead and run that, and boom, does it work? Let's try a sample here. 1 + 1 = 2. Boom, there you go. Well, you can't complain about that. So, in addition, there's some fun things that you can do with this. So realize now that we have our X11 system, right, running, let's have some fun. Let's install some games. So there's a really fun one that a lot of folks, this might be a throwback for some of you guys that are seasoned veterans of Linux systems. Let's go ahead and see if XBuild runs in this environment. So XBuild is a game, as you'll see, it's quite humorous about a technologist named Bill, Not really sure where that name comes from. Hint, hint. Oh, yikes. We've got a little bit of a problem. It wants to run, but it can't because user games is not in our path. Okay, so this error is telling us that the command is available in user game slash xbuild, but could not be located because user games is not included in the path. So let's go ahead and add that. So I'll say path equals dollar sign path, which is the path variable, the environment variable, and then we're going to append to that the user game. So this is like setting an environment variable in Windows. This is the Linux variant of doing that. And what's really cool is this just works right out the box. I don't have to reboot or anything like that. And I can launch XBuild now. And as I was mentioning, you can read the story of this game. It is about the fate of the world rests in our hands because an evil computer hacker, known only by his handle Bill, wonder where that comes from, has created a virus that's so powerful that he can transmute an ordinary computer into a toaster oven. Okay, awesome. Let's start a new game. And you'll see, you should notice, like, this is running off of that Linux subsystem on Windows. I am playing a game where we're going after the evil Bill, right? So there you go. You can see certain games run. One of the other interesting things that has popped up is, does GTK or do GTK apps work with the system? So let's go ahead and try that. We can go ahead and try to download Genome Calculator. Believe it's is that in Genome Calc? Maybe it's Genome Calculator. Here we go. There we go. So we're going to bring down this whole. This is a GTK-based app, so it uses a different UI system, but can still interface with the X11 Windows system in order to draw itself. So we're just going to wait a minute for that to come through. While that's happening, we can just go spin up another command line. We can go ahead and drop right in here. And I would like to point this out too while this is downloading. You can get to the subsystem one of two ways. You can either just type bash and get the bash.exe, or you can type Ubuntu, which will bring you or surface up rather the bash on Ubuntu on Windows. Now, whether there's a difference between these, I'm not sure. I don't think that there is, other than the bash on Ubuntu that Windows gives you the cool canonical Ubuntu logo over here. So keep that in mind. There's two ways to kind of get in here. And while this is going on, let's try some things like you guys are familiar with calce, right? So we can go ahead and run calce. And just to kind of show you the difference here, so like you might be thinking, okay, this is this Linux subsystem. It doesn't really do much. It's just command line. Actually, we, as you can see in this demonstration, you do have the ability to connect to an X11 server and get graphical applications to run. So you don't have to live in this world of, say, typical calce. Oh, yikes, we need to set our path here as well. Let's do that again. For user games, I guess it's set because I'm in this different window environment. So we know how to do this. What is this? Path equals, I'm sorry, dollar sign path. And now let's go ahead and run calce. And if you guys aren't familiar with this is a program that lets a cow say things back to you. So cow say hello from Windows. And there we get the little cow, right? But remember, since this demonstration is to kind of show you the power of X11, right? So let's go ahead and see if we can run xcalce. And just so you guys know, like I'm really living on the edge in this demo here. I've not tried this, so let's see if it works. Oh, we're gonna have to wait until the installer is done over here in our other window. I believe we don't have a lock here. So we should be getting close to our genome experiment. And then once that is over, let's see if xcalce works, which I'm pretty certain will. So here we go. We'll just wait a few moments for this to unpack the rest of our dependencies. So many dependencies, right? And like, you think about this, what could go wrong? A lot could go wrong. Well, you know what? While this is happening, let's have some more fun. Let's see. You guys familiar with some of the other popular tools out there? With Star Wars being such a big thing, why not watch Star Wars while this is downloading? So I don't know if you guys have tried this before. This is a an old school thing where we're gonna telnet to a towel dot blinken blinken lights dot nl. And get this if you've not seen this one before. If you've got a long download going on in another window, right, you can always rest assured on that Linux system. And look, here's our eyes following our screen. That by simply telnetting to this server I just typed in, we can actually watch an ASCII version of Star Wars. Yes, the original Star Wars. Right here in our terminal window. By the way, this is an old trick. This works in the old command prompt window and things like that. But, cool to see if you haven't seen for the first time. And when I say this thing goes through the whole movie, it goes through the entire movie. So perfect for helping you pass the time while you've got a long install going on in another window. And that took a while. If you guys are paying attention to the video over here of Star Wars that's playing, we're at now at the scene where it looks like Han shot Greedo, actually, is what happened there. It looked like he shot first. So we are now back in our Bash on Ubuntu on Windows environment, and we have installed Genome Calculator. So let's go ahead and see what happens when we bring in the GTK app, all the dependencies involved for displaying that, everything. We've got our X window. Let's see what happens when we go to display it. And boom, there we go, a GTK application. You'll notice the graphics are a little bit more fancy than what we got out of regular Xcalc. And I can go in here and interact with the application. Let's see if it gives us two. And, oh, yikes, I messed up that input. 11 plus 1. How about that? Equals 12. It works. The calculator works. Oh my gosh, GTK works. Oh my gosh, Telnet works. And X11 works. So we've got all this cool stuff. But I owe you guys one more thing. Let's see what happens if we can bring our CalSAY application, right? Into the X environment. So let's go ahead and install xCal, say, and take it, not only just give you a little bit of an understanding of how this Linux subsystem works from, showing off some bells and whistles of some applications running, but let's really see what it's like to take a console application and then take its variant that is brought into the X system and hopefully be inspired by the notion that applications that started as command line can be wrapped up in the user interfaces, applications that existed on platforms with earlier, we'll say primitive interfaces, can then be updated to support later windowing managers. So hopefully this is inspiring. All right, let's try it. Let's go ahead and run xcalsay. Hi from Windows 10. And did we get it? Resource temporarily unavailable. Oh, it tries to load up, but then it goes away. So, not everything seems to work here, but a lot of things, many things, most things, not all things. So, hopefully, you guys are inspired. Awesome. Well, thank you for watching. And, we're always looking for filling in some of these gaps and that sort of thing. We want to know what works, what doesn't work on Windows 10. So awesome. Until next time, guys, take it easy and happy hacking.